Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Oil and water in Watkinsville.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. We got word last evening, the water main break, and you can tell us exactly where, somewhere along Highway 15, a water main break that had everybody boiling water and still does. Now, my understanding, and you can flesh this out, my understanding is the water main break itself has been repaired, but the need to boil water continues.
That is correct. They repaired it last night, and Oconee County Administrator Justin Kerouac was in constant communication with Watkinsville Mayor Dave Sheeran, and they were putting the word out via social media and otherwise to, the water was actually off for about 3 or 4 hours and then put back on, and, you know, of course, it spurts and bubbles, and you got to let the air go through the lines and whatnot. But boil your water for the rest of today, at least till tonight, at least until you hear an all-clear signal from the they just renamed it and sent me a postcard yesterday, Oconee County Water Resources, which is down there on 15.
Where did this happen? Where did this water main break happen?
Right in front of Athens Seed and Feed, not far from the railroad tracks, kind of on the south side of town. Apparently, a contractor was putting in cable lines, and there was a gas and water line right next to each other, and slice the water main, and boom, all of Watkinsville goes dry for a little bit.
All right. Again, the water main has been repaired, but yeah, boil water for the next day until you're told not to, which should probably be sometime later today. Dan Matthews on the Watkinsville City Council. Help flesh out something we've been tracking for a while here now. Some talk in Watkinsville, some talk on the Watkinsville City Council about the Watkinsville Police Department. The question, should there continue to be a Watkinsville Police Department? Some talk of disbanding the police department there, folding law enforcement in the city of Watkinsville into the work that's already being done by the Oconee County Sheriff's Office. First of all, before we get to where you are on this issue, where is this as an issue? Where does this stand now, this conversation?
The next two Mondays, Monday, February 4th and February 11th, we're going to have community groups and neighborhoods come to the community center at 191 VFW Drive to give their input about how they feel. Everyone is invited to attend, and it's to gain as much information from the people and the citizens of Watkinsville. And yes, if you live outside the city limits of Watkinsville, you may still participate and still input your feedback. And again, a lot of business owners in the city of Watkinsville do not live in the city of Watkinsville. So we didn't want to just draw a line in the sand at the municipal city limits and say, no one else can come in. But we want people from the area. We want people that are involved to come in and commute through Watkinsville. They're wanting homeowners associations and that kind of thing. But the focus group, again, on Monday is community groups, and then the following Monday is the neighborhoods.
How big is this police department? How many folks on the force there in Watkinsville?
There were 8. They're down to 4.
All right. And, of course, a new chief there, and that's been an issue in its own right. Former Chief O'Dillon, Dillon leaving with, shall we say, a cloud of suspicion under him, some allegations there. For a time, issues with the interim chief, those have been resolved. And so now the question is whether this department should exist at all. Where are you on that?
I am very much in favor of maintaining the police department more or less as is, with more training and more rigorous, better pay, let's put it that way, because I think Watkinsville's Municipal Police Department was sort of perceived fairly or unfairly as the bottom of the barrel in the police department employment realm, and consequently we didn't always get the best people applying for jobs there, but we're making it a better police department. I think that the city of Watkinsville has needs. And one thing I learned that I did not know until recently, to be an actual city, to be a legal municipality, you have to offer services. You have to offer at least 3 services.
And the police department is one of the services. There are others, and you get to choose from kind of a buffet. And as you say, pick 3 of those. And you're saying the police department should continue to be one of those.
Absolutely. 100%. I am a big supporter of the Watkinsville Police Department. and have learned a great deal of interaction and dealing with them, and have, you know, people living around me. Acting Chief Horton is getting married here. I like people that live here in Watkinsville and want to stay here in Watkinsville and want to work here in Watkinsville. I know you can't necessarily legislate that or put that on a job application, but we are a destination city. We are someplace that people want to live. We are someplace that people feel safe. And we got great feedback from the folks here on a survey, thanks to the outstanding work of our new city manager, Sharon Dickerson, who you remember from Athens-Clarke County Commissioner days.
What's the budget for the police department there, if you have that number on the top of your tongue?
I don't have it in front of me. I should. That's a Sharon question. But that's one of the major reasons that even if there was some massive push to take the Watkinsville City Police Department out and give it to Oconee, which, again, I don't think is going to happen. I don't want to happen. But, you know, the wheels of government turn slowly when it comes to decisions like that. And in our lifetime, yes, the city of Bogart used to have a police department. Yes, they got theirs more or less taken away, I think, for writing a lot of bad traffic tickets over the years or something. I don't know. It was back in the early 80s. But I don't think that is going to happen here. I think Watkinsville is going to improve their police department. I think things are going to continue to keep Watkinsville wonderful.
All right, Dan, you're saying Dan Matthews, Watkinsville City Council, you're saying this is going to be decided in a couple of weeks?
The process of the meetings will finish up, and then they'll have meetings, I believe, in March and April, where there'll be more of a formal vote. But right now, it's, again, in gathering information phase. And basically the top three police needs, according to the folks in Watkinsville, are general crime, traffic, and speeding. But one thing that I got my mind blown at one of the meetings recently, there was one burglary last year in the city of Watkinsville. Just one.
Mm.
That's great. You know, I wish it was zero, but
sure.
We're a wonderful city, and I want to keep it that way.
All right, Dan Matthews, we'll keep an eye on this. Dan Matthews on the Watkinsville City Council. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Tim.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.